get a bucket and a mop.
This is Nicki Minaj, right?
Yes.
See, I know a
and
few.
And Megan Thee Stallion.
Yep. I like
so,
Nicki.
Last night, it was a pretty good day yesterday. Rams win.
Yeah.
I felt good about that. Got to go to the game. Did you see my, that's my new seat.
Can I tell you, IG'd your photo, I don't think you meant to do this. Like, I don't know how artistic you are in your selfies, but your photo was a mood to me.
Yeah.
It was like your photo just captured everything. Like there's a sort of like, you know what? I know what went into the decision for you buying those seats. Like I know how much went into how much were you going to spend?
Oh,
were you
going to
go for
stuff.
It? It's for life. And then even the like 50, this is my seat for the next 50 years.
50 years.
And like you captured that with the expression on your face. But also I could feel the sadness from you from
what,
the night before.
Sadness?
From like the Dodgers, like the Dodger hangover
yeah,
sadness.
It was there. It was
like
there.
You were just like, I'm here. And
yep.
This is sports, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is life. This
you
is the life
rolling,
of a sports
man.
Fan.
Just keep rolling. I showed you, Bergman. I sent you and Jorge the picture. I've got like the railing right in front of me so I can put my feet up during the game.
Though, that is a perfect seat.
Yes.
You're right there at the 50-yard line or a little bit off to the side of it. But
a little
still,
bit, yeah, more like 45.
Yeah, but whatever. It's still basically 50-yard line. You got the
yep.
railing in front of you so you can put your feet up. That is the perfect seat.
I'll tell you, that is a huge investment. That's crazy.
50 years worth.
Every once in a while, though, Mace, like I think it's good to splurge.
Yeah.
Like there's certain things, if you're really going to enjoy something.
Treat yep. yourself.
Treat yourself. And it's not just like once like, oh, I sprang for some good tickets for one game.
Right.
Like, for the next 50 years, you're doing that.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
What's your last splurge item?
I'm wearing them.
You probably bought one of those Bertle bags, right?
No, Birkin bags, no. I buy very expensive shoes sometimes because I have to be on this new show, this NBA Today show that I'm
yeah,
on.
Yeah, how's that going?
It's good. It's just I can't wear, like, I'm not behind a desk.
Oh,
so
you're not behind a desk.
I have to get all the way dressed.
Wow.
Like, you know, on the last show, and every other show I do pretty much, like, you could literally wear shorts if you wanted and sandals. And I've never worn shorts, but I've definitely worn sweatpants or jeans or whatever. And then I'll have, like, some sandals, some, you
yeah.
know, whatever. I have to wear real shoes now, okay? And the problem is,
People see them.
Like I'm I'm behind the, you can see it even when I'm behind the desk. There's nothing blocking, you know?
So you like, got to wear like Johnny Chew's.
No, so you know what I got?
What?
Okay, so I think I'm going to make.
Is this turning into a Sex in the City
No,
episode?
It's going to okay. be fast. I'm going to be the fashion sneaker girl because.
I like that.
As you know, I had back surgery. I can't wear heels. Like, it really puts your back at the wrong tilt. Like,
you're going to wear small Chuck Taylor high tops?
No, I got Stella McCartney's, okay? They are, Greg, how big are these shoes? I almost hurt myself a minute ago. They are 3-inch platform tennis shoes. They're very, very snazzy. And
snazzy. That's my grandmother would use
yeah,
that term.
Super snazzy. I believe the terminology would be the fresh, right?
Oh, they're very fresh.
Yeah, they're fresh.
They're fire? Are they fire?
Fire. Yeah, they are fire. They're very, and I got some white ones last
Fuego.
Year. And every time I show up in them, people think of me yeah. differently. They're like, "Whoa, Momo."
Okay.
Hey.
I like
and
it.
Then Chinea Agumake told me, she's like, "You need to buy 5 of those."
Yeah.
Like in 5 different colors. She's like, "Whenever I find something that works, you just need to buy 5."
Okay. All right.
But well, they're so expensive. So I bought one extra. I think I'm going to go for one more. But.
So when you see, it's NBA Today, right?
Yep, yep.
NBA Today. When you see NBA Today, look at Momo's feet.
Yeah, Mondays and Wednesdays I'm on.
Fuego.
I figure
so,
I need 2 good shoes per week.
NBA last night, an unbelievably entertaining game. I mean, that was really fun. Memphis is a really good young team. Ja Morant
oh my
is
gosh.
Like from a different planet. I don't know if that guy's not all NBA. There needs to be an investigation. I know it's crowded at the guard position, but man, he has got some wiggle inside. He's absolutely fearless. He did miss the free throw that would have forced overtime. Made 2 of the 3. But, I mean, just a 40 points, 10 assists, 3 steals, unbelievable player.
Mama.
He is like 165 pounds soaking wet. I mean, that guy is, it's unbelievable that he does what he does at his size. And he reminds me a little bit of a young Westbrook. When Westbrook, but he's better. Like, he's better at his age than Westbrook was at
that. Westbrook is more physical than Ja Morant is going to be able to
do. Yeah, but Ja is so athletic and so quick. Yes. I think he's more, to be honest, I think he's further along skill-wise. He's got all the polish. Like, he's shooting 44% from three this year.
Yeah.
You know, last year he was like 28%. This year he's like 44%. So when you sag off, and which is what the Lakers did, they just dared him to shoot, and he did, and he made them. And he had 40 points, and they would have probably won the game, but he missed the free throw at the end.
Yep.
The biggest question that I think all of LA wants to know, Momo, future Laker?
Stop.
Yeah, future Laker.
Stop. Future Laker? Ja Morant?
I don't think so. You know, he's wired different.
Nobody's heart is in Memphis.
Yeah. No, it really is.
Elvis, maybe.
I think he's quote unquote built different. He is from, where is Ja from? I want to say South Carolina, but I got to look that up. He is from nearby Memphis, okay? Somewhere okay. close to Memphis. They already paid Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yeah, Jaren Jackson Jr. is a million. Nice player, too.
Nice player who really hasn't done anything because he's always been hurt.
He was born in Dalzell, South Carolina.
Hey, South Carolina. See, look at that call. Yeah, look at that nice. Pull right there, Momo.
Yeah.
Look at that.
listen to Momo. Look at that pull right there, Momo.
I've become third-person Momo now. It's happened.
It's on the happened. NBA Today. She's third person Momo.
You know
Momo.
What it is? It's the Stella McCartney shoes.
Nice pull, Momo. Nice pull, Momo. Momo looks good in these shoes.
You know what, though? But I do say negative things to me, too. Like, oh, shut up, Momo. You talk too much. You cannot be late for this, Momo. Come on, hurry up. Hurry up. Let's go. I totally do that.
So I thought the big three seem like they're adjusting a little bit. They seem to play better on the floor together. There was a great moment where they were all on the floor together, and I think it went LeBron to Westbrook to AD with about 2 minutes or so left in the game. A really nice sequence for them. They seem like they're starting to get on the same page a little bit.
So they're doing a few things that I think is very smart offensively. They're using Westbrook as a screener in the pick and roll.
Mm-hmm.
So he sets a screen, and AD and Bron roll. And he had 13 assists last night. Four of them went to AD. I forgot to break it down by how many went to LeBron. But it does two things. Westbrook's a really good screener, but it also stops him from dribbling too much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you have him setting screens, then he can screen and pop and then be open as a cutter or as a shooter. He hasn't really been shooting very well so far, but I really like LeBron and AD as role guys with Russ distributing or somebody else distributing in that role. They have some interesting actions. Like they're still finding it because it has to happen fast.
Yep.
And there's a lot. Richard Jefferson was showing some tape highlights of this. It was very sloppy yesterday, but you could see where they were going with it. And I was like, I like that. Then you had Melo who... I mean, this guy's done a transformation. He used to just be this, like, dribble for 15 seconds.
Right, he used to be a guy that had an unbelievably high usage rate and a lot of touch time. And now he's much more catch-and-shoot guy.
Yeah, and when he still got all those moves. Like, I really like Melo in the post, too. They were posting him up a lot yesterday. And he's got that really nice fadeaway. I mean, it reminds me of the Kobe fadeaway, but I don't know if Kobe did that before Melo did that. They're about their same era, right? But he's really efficient.
Yeah.
He's really efficient.
Well, he was 6 of 8 from 3 last night. 10 of 15.
They were riding him. I mean, he was their guy yesterday.
He was great. So, but I want to remind it. We continue, but I want to remind everybody that lie of the day today.
Okay.
It's Million Dollar Monday. At some point today, I'm going to tell a lie. I'll tell you that I haven't told it yet.
Okay.
I haven't told the lie yet. So sometime between now and 3:30, I will tell a lie. If you can figure out what it is, you can win Million Dollar Monday, which is a pair of tickets to see the Rams and the Titans Monday Night Football November 7, plus a shot at $1 million if you nail the Super Bowl teams and the score. So make sure you're listening for the lie of the day. It can happen at any moment. So here is my problem about last night, Momo.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball is a game of grace. It's a game of movement. It's a game of up and down. It's a game of pace. It's a game. I mean, there's a beauty to the game of basketball.
Yep.
It didn't happen in the last 2 minutes of the game last night.
No, it took like 15 minutes.
It took longer, Momo.
Was it?
It took 40 minutes to play the last 2 minutes of the game. there were reviews, there were timeouts, there were, I mean, what is wrong with the game? We saw this last year in the postseason. I thought they were going to do something to fix it. They've done nothing to address this. Take away some timeouts. At least take away some timeouts.
I would say the preseason game I went to had like the longest review I've ever seen. It was like, you know, and I asked Steve Nash about it and Frank Vogel about it. He was like, yeah, I think the refs are still in preseason form too. Like they need a pre. I mean, I think some of this will get better just as people get warmed up. Like the Lakers are still working on their three-man weave, whatever they're going to do with those guys.
Right,
they're so are the refs. They're kind of slow at that. Everything's slow and deliberate because they think they want to get it right. But you're right. That was way too long last night.
Seriously, four words. Call on the floor. Just go with the call on the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, it's too much. It's too long. I finally convinced Ireland, get rid of instant replay altogether. Screw instant replay. It destroys the game. It destroys the pace. Those challenges are always thrown in the final 2 minutes, or they're automatic in the final 2 minutes, right?
I think that's right.
Yeah, too much. Too much. What do you think, Bergman?
I hated it. It was way too long. And they were making – there was that Memphis – when Memphis went and tried to – the review from Memphis, that thing took like 10 minutes just for that one review by itself. And then it didn't make sense at the end of the game. There was 0.3 seconds left. Russell Westbrook stole the ball and threw the ball back in bounds, didn't go out of bounds at all, and they stopped the clock with 0.3 seconds for no reason whatsoever, and it added more time on top of it. It was crazy. It was just too long.
Yeah,
40 minutes.
Take too many timeouts for coaches to use and get rid of instant replay. Call on the floor.
Right.
Seriously.
I mean, they would foul, and then they would call a timeout. And then they'd foul on the other end, and they'd call a timeout. And then they would foul and call a timeout. And then foul and call a timeout. Like, get rid of it. One in the last 2 minutes, you each get one timeout. That's it. Even if you have three left, you cut it down to one.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
too long.
What do you think of the plan, Momo? Call on the floor.
I like where your head is. I do. There has been so many calls that have been where you wanted that replay. So I don't want to say I want to get rid of it altogether, but there's just too much. It needs to be much more judicious in how we do it. Because you're right. It's too long. It kills the end of the game. It just kills the flow. It kills. You know, John Morant missed the third of three free throws. I mean, how could he be in a rhythm, though?
right
after all that, I mean, it's hard to watch. It's not good for the game. The most exciting parts of the game, you always have an expectation it'll take longer at the end.
Yeah,
but longer can't be 40 minutes.
No, it can't be.
I mean, think about it. After he hit that free throw, or he missed that free throw, there were still 15 minutes left in the game. Like, they still left. It took 15 more minutes after that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
there was
it's
like 3 seconds left.
It's gotten to be too much. It's gotten to be too much. I know they're not doing the out-of-bounds reviews now at the end of the game. They're using call on the floor who they think it went out on. They're not going and seeing whose fingertips
were
still on the
ball. Yeah, that always looks so stupid, too.
Fingertips. That was really, really stupid.
If you slow anything down, you can see. If you super slow-mo it down to the very inch, you can make it see whatever you want.
Right, and by the way, why we see it on TV, we see the replay, and it's obvious way before the officials actually announce it. We can see it on the broadcast.
Yep.
We know what the call should be. What takes them so long in New York to tell those refs what they're supposed to do?
I don't know. I think they're just taking their sweet time.
All right.
Like they just, you know, it's like, how are you an efficient person?
No, I'm not efficient at all.
Can you be efficient when you have to be?
When I need to be, sure.
Yeah, like the show's over. We got 20 seconds to the out. You got to just get us out.
I know I've got a call at 4:05, and I've got a call at 5 today.
Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's what needs to happen in the NBA. They just need to get it going.
Yep.
Chop,
what
chop.
Was that, Jorge?
Long distance calls. That's what takes forever. That's what
long distance calls.
No, it doesn't.
To New York.
that's not how it works. It
gotta
sounds like
operator.
It would.
Like it's a joke. It's a joke.
it's a joke. Hey, Jorge. Love you, man. Didn't land. All right, but I want your mic open at all times. I want you to say whatever comes into your mind. Stop whispering in my ear.
It's better off your mouth. Sometimes.
Yeah, but you're whispering in my ear. Just say it. Own these things. Because a lot of times Jorge will say something super smart, and I'll sound super smart because I'll repeat it. This time, I'm glad he didn't whisper into my ear because I would have had the joke that didn't land like Jorge did. All right, let's go back to Dodgers. So a lot of people... You know, there's something I want to read from the Washington Post that is fascinating. And generally speaking, This is the ultimate criticism of the way the Dodgers handled themselves during the postseason. Ultimately, this guy named Adam Kilgore, baseball writer for the Washington Post, absolutely nailed what some people think the Dodgers made a mistake with. And if you're a Dodger fan, you watched the game on Saturday, you watched all six games, do you have criticism for Dave Roberts? Do you have criticism for Andrew Friedman? Do you think they quote-unquote overmanaged? What do you think of not pinch hit or not putting Eddie Rosales Eddie Rosario on first base with first base open before he hit the three-run bomb in Game 6. What do you think of using Julio Urias as a reliever in Game 2 of that series? Was it a mistake to use Max Scherzer as the closer in Game 5 of the NLDS? Because then he had a dead arm, gave us only 4 1/3 innings in the NLCS. 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, this is 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Momo's in for John today, who's on his way to
San Antonio,
and then a stop in Oklahoma City on Wednesday. They're back then on Friday for a game here. The schedule gets a lot easier at this point.
It's like first a five-game winning streak all set up for them.
They're gonna put some wins together now. So talking a little bit about the Dodgers, I want to read something that I think. Oh, you know what I meant to mean? Do you this week or last week, an article came out. I did an interview with Alex. Help me, Greg.
Zatarain,
who used to work here or does work here?
He does for the next week.
Okay, he works here for the next week. Congratulations, Alex. Have a good week. He wrote a story for Barrett Sports Media about me. It was really good. And you know the thing about Barrett Sports Media that I like is that they actually pay attention to radio. Radio is a...
Yeah.
There's an art to radio. There is... There's a science to it. There's a way that we connect with people that is different from any other medium. And I got a phone call. I actually got a DM from Los Angeles Magazine over the weekend. And Los Angeles Magazine is dedicating their December issue to Los Angeles radio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which I think is really cool. And to boot, they want to set up a photo shoot with me. Yeah. Can I get my second magazine cover? I got one magazine. Can I get a second magazine cover, Momo? What do you think?
I think so. Who's in the running?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Who else are they thinking about?
They didn't say. They said they want to send a photographer. I don't know who else is in the running for the cover.
Do you think it's going to depend on looks or content?
I think longevity. From talking to them, I think longevity.
Okay.
Is something there? Somebody who's been here, who's done it for a long time. I think that's one of the reasons. And they, I think I might wind up on the cover without Ireland, which would be
what?
Really funny.
Oh, that's
what I was going to ask. Is it just you or with Ireland?
I don't think they've reached out to Ireland.
Okay, wait.
I can't wait till he comes back.
Wait.
Yeah.
Do you think that they are in on, like, do they follow us closely to know about the rivalries that have sprung up here at ESPN LA?
You know, I don't know that they follow that close. Like, what rivalries are you talking about?
Like Sliwa up on the board doing a dance.
Oh, screw Sliwa up on the board doing a dance. You know where I was when Sliwa was up on the board doing the dance in SoFi Stadium? On the can. That's where I was.
He was doing the sprinkler. It was awesome.
I timed my bathroom time.
Did you know it was
whenever
coming
I know
on?
That commercial's going to run.
So do you, like, see it coming up on the board and then just run away?
No, I know that's approximately great. When it's going to run, and that's can time.
That's amazing. You know when it's going to run, and you run away.
Let's hear it. Great. What you got here?
Tune into the home of the Rams, 710 ESPN.
Travis and Sliwa, weekdays, 10 a.m. to 1
p.m. You have to see
the sprinkler. He's saying, as he's doing the sprinkler.
You know what? When I saw that, Mace, I have to tell you something. I was proud of Slee, and I just thought it's something like you would have done earlier in your career. You would do that.
Mini-Mace. Well, here's the thing about Sliwa. So we used to have a crosstalk with Sliwa that we called Sliwa at Sunset.
Sliwa After Dark.
Sliwa After Dark. And he was so not cool about it. Would you agree with that, Bergman? Were you around?
Yeah, I mean, I was here. I heard it, and it was, you know.
He was so not into it. He was so not into it. A deeply, deeply unfunny experience for him. Now I hear him joking around.
See, now all of a sudden, all those times when I was giving him the, like, this is Sliwa After Dark.
He
didn't like that?
Oh, God, he hated it.
Oh, I'm a pretty good judge of people's reactions, and I didn't get that.
Wait, do you have the promo, Jorge?
You more L.A. sports talk. The Sliwa Show.
He liked that.
This is Sliwa After Dark. Yeah, no, he's gotten funny all of a sudden. He's gotten funny.
He didn't. He. You think he? Am I just reading him wrong? Like, I was in the room. We used to do shows in the room, and I thought he was flattered that we paid him that much attention.
Hated
there. No,
he hated it. I was told by management to stop doing it.
Oh.
He complained. I was told by management to stop doing it. That's a fact. Fact.
He never said anything to me.
Yeah. Bergman, was that not a true fact?
I was not a part of those conversations.
I was told to stop. In no uncertain terms, I was told to stop.
It was so good.
Oh, God.
First of all, Sliwa is a really funny guy. He always has been really funny.
Hella funny.
And I used to sit next to him during Laker games, and we would laugh for the entire time. Just because it didn't work out with you guys doesn't mean that he wasn't funny. Listen to him now with Travis. They are hysterical.
Well, it's basically Travis reading a menu and Sliwa laughing at
him. No, please stop that.
I mean, they talk a lot of food.
They share. I don't know. Travis loves food.
Yeah, that's all he does is eat food.
What's wrong with that?
What's different with
it's
you?
It's like he makes me want to binge eat.
Well, you do it anyway.
So
it's a guy laughing at a guy reading a menu. That's kind of what I think the show can be sometimes. But I like it. I listen.
But like getting back to your LA Magazine cover.
Yes.
If they wanted to troll hard,
ooh.
What if they put Sliwa on the cover?
Oh, that would be ridiculous. They would never.
What if
you
shouldn't
make
I
that
told
happen,
you.
Momo.
He's been in the business 10 minutes. Seriously.
What if they're listening right now and they're like, Momo's right?
Yeah, no. No.
We should do
absolutely
it.
Absolutely not. I told you it's about longevity. He just got here.
Yeah, but he's a good up by your bootstraps kind of story, you know?
Yeah, no, it's a good story. He worked, he hustled. I credit him for that. Let's sneak in a phone call. Let's go to Wayne in Hollywood. Wayne, you're on 710. What's up, man? Hey,
I
Wayne.
I just wanted to say that when it comes to the Dodgers, I look at it in a bigger picture. After all these years of Friedman ball, let's face it, they've got 162 nailed. They know how to win 162. But short series is not 162. And this team has greatly underperformed year after year. And not only the burning of the pitching staffs, but we've got to adjust the offensive approach. I mean, that seventh inning the other night, that was the most Dodger seventh inning I could
ever imagine. Yeah, it sure was. You're right.
That was a disaster, and you know what, Mason? I got to say, Bergman is dead on. Steven Sousa, I would have rather seen Julio Urias up there than Steven Sousa. That can't happen with the season on the line. Anyway, that's my take, guys.
Okay, good. I like it, man. I like it. Look, Friedman ball. We lost to Anthopoulos ball. I mean, it's the guy that runs the Braves used to be in the front office for the Dodgers. I mean, they're doing. They have exactly the same secret sauce. They have the same recipe book. That would appeal to Travis Ryan.
Okay, so Gino on Twitter has a good tweet for us, okay?
Okay.
We're forgetting that Buehler allowed 10 runs in 23 and two-thirds inning in September. Scherzer allowed 11 runs in 25.1 and 21 and a third innings. Our starters were limping by the time the playoffs started, and we did not rest them for the sake of not wanting to be in the wild card. Yeah, not a bad point. Scherzer was not great at the end there. I remember his, because I know all of these things because I had him on my fantasy team. Like I remember, like the last I traded him at the end because he was not good. At the end.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, I know everybody complains about analytics and all that stuff, but it's the era we live in, and the Dodgers look just like the Braves and Alex Anthopoulos, just like the Astros with David Stearns. They're all playing exactly the same game. We're going to see them play. The World Series will be analytics versus analytics, and we lost to an analytics team. The Giants, the team we beat in the DS, that's far anxiety. That's analytics. I mean, analytics, I think Keith Law said he thinks analytics are now 70% of the game.
Pretty much. Although I will say there were several, and I was so happy because I hate the shift. I hate it. And there were several anti-shift hits in that series.
Oh, yeah, there were.
I get so excited when somebody does a radical shift on a pitcher.
Bellinger had a really nice
one. Yes.
Rosales had a couple.
Yeah, every time.
Rosario,
yeah. Like, it drives me absolutely nuts when you'll have a dramatic shift, the entire right side of the field is open or the entire left side of the field is open, and the guy and hitters, especially when there's runners on base. Oh, when there's two runners on base, you have to just spray it through the hole.
Yeah.
Choke up, hit it through the opposite side where they're giving you half the field. It drives me nuts. And that I know that's not analytics. Analytics, they try to hit the long ball, try to hit the home run. Like that's
seventh
inning.
But there's nothing wrong with beating the shift. There's nothing wrong with beating
But the analytics would tell you you should still try to hit a home run because the value of a three-run homer is yada,
saying,
yada.
You know what the Dodgers, Robert Van Skoyak told the Dodgers? He said, kill them with singles. Kill them with singles.
Yes.
Real quick, let's go to Tony in Santa Clarita. Tony, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
Hey, Scherzer said that the Dodgers used him too much in August because Washington was preserving him to trade him, and the Dodgers burned him out. And I think he told Roberts that he couldn't pitch Game 7 either, and that means his doctor probably would have said, you can't use him in the World Series either. So I think the Dodgers just knew it was over, and they didn't even try to strategize anything. No bunts in the seventh inning. You know, two bunts in a row could have tied the game right there. They didn't even try.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much for the phone. I don't agree on the bunting part.
Yeah, I don't know. They had second and third.
Yeah, they had second
and
third.
You're going to try squeezes?
Unless you were going to, I guess he's saying a safety squeeze or a suicide squeeze.
No, I mean, look, they were swinging out of their shoes. The guys who got up, Mookie Betts almost fell down. Like, he swung so hard at that last pitch. And he was up there with two outs. That's fine. But,
oh, yeah. Matzik was just a joke.
But Matzik is a lefty who throws a really good cutter to righties. I thought he's one of those lefties that probably has reverse splits. I don't know it off the top of my head, but that'd be my guess.
Yeah, he does have reverse splits.
Right? It'd almost be better to throw a lefty up there.
Yeah.
Which is why I agree with you. They should have put Lux out there.
Instead of Sousa. Max Scherzer's last two starts during the regular season, 5 innings, 5 earned runs, 5 1/3 innings, yeah. 5 earned runs.
How many hits? One was like 10, one was 11.
17 hits in 10 innings.
Yeah, it wasn't great. He had one good start in the postseason, the wild card game. He was pretty good, right?
Yeah, he was.
But other than that, he just kind of got tired.
Yeah. All right, coming up next for you. Don't forget, Lie of the Day is coming very soon. It could have been told already. You don't know. Lie of the Day is for real and a chance, if you can figure it out, to win tickets to see Rams-Titans, which is going to be a monstrous Sunday night game for the Rams at SoFi Stadium, plus a shot at $1 million. Make sure you keep paying attention. Also coming up for you, a guy has invented the absolute most disgusting food item. I don't even think Travis Rogers would eat this. The
we'll
most
see.
Disgusting food item you have ever heard of, and it's an honor of Halloween. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
In 15 minutes, Bergman's going to throw some stuff out there. So I promised the most disgusting food item I have seen in a very long time.
All right.
Store in Wisconsin, has created something called the Spooktoberfest Brats. This is a Jennifer St. Market in Madison. It is a bratwurst sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Filled with candy corn.
Oh.
So it's sausage and candy corn together.
Is it an actual sausage or is it just the casing?
No, it's an actual sausage. It's not all candy corn. It's like sausage with candy corn in it.
That's so gross.
Is there a picture of this?
I don't want to see it.
I'll tweet out a picture of
it. That's so gross.
That's awful.
It is the worst idea I can think of, right?
I'm going to tell you what I think and then we're going to move on because it's so gross.
Okay.
It's almost like you had a bratwurst and some candy corn, and then a couple hours later, that's what came out. That's what I think. That's so gross.
They just fused together?
That's so gross. Who would put those things together?
Yeah, it's... Ugh. Well, I mean, I guess... I can't imagine it's any good.
No, I mean, I understand the concept of salty and sweet. Bacon donuts. That's good.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
Bacon on donuts.
Yeah.
Okay, but like candy corns are never good.
No, they are the worst.
Does anybody like candy corns?
You know who likes candy corns? My daughter, Riley. She loves candy corns. I don't know what it is. She loves them. She wants a big old bag of them every Halloween.
It's like sugar and wax together.
It's wax. You're eating a candle.
It is wax. By the way, now they make them for Christmas. They make red and green ones for Christmas.
Why?
Tell me. You know what? I want to know. Is there anybody out there listening that likes candy corns?
Anybody.
I mean, they're Kaplan. Nice and decorative. That's cool.
Anybody. Of course Kaplan 877-710-ESPN. Make your case for candy corn. Let me tell you something else. I'm gonna say this, and this is going to make me not popular with some people.
Okay.
I hate Halloween.
No.
Yeah, stop it.
Halloween.
Stop. You're not popular with me anymore.
I hate it. I mean, I drive
the Momo
my
and Bergman show now.
People have got all that gross, like, white spider web stuff all
gross.
Over their bushes, which is getting wet right now.
Yeah, and it's all windy and stuff.
There's a house with a gigantic web in front of their house with big spiders on it. There's a house where they've got skeletons of dogs in their front yard. I'm like, it's too much. It's too much. I don't want scary movies. We were going to have somebody on from the movie on the podcast from the movie Halloween, which is doing big business. And they said, do you need a screener to see the movie first? I'm like, no, it's Guy Who Stabs People. I don't need a screener for that. Spoiler alert, Michael Myers stabs people. How can we have
so
many of
these movies? Halloween is saving retail, though.
I mean, what do you mean?
Everywhere you go, there's a Halloween store starting in like July.
Yeah, there'll be Christmas stuff, though, in 2 weeks.
I know.
Christmas stuff will come out next Monday.
I like Halloween. I always have. I like the Monster Mash. I like, I like all the songs. I don't like the particularly scary movies on Halloween. I like getting dressed up. Do you have the Monster Mash? Here we go.
Oh, there you go.
This is my version of Halloween. I don't like the murder stuff.
I like the dancing that goes with
it.
That's pretty cool.
Me too.
One night. I'm dancing.
So when I was a DJ at 93 QWRQN in Toledo, I used to do the top 9 at 9.
Yeah.
And for the week before Halloween, the number one song was always Monster Mash.
Yeah.
Despite whatever year it came out and whoever sang in it, all that stuff, it was always number one for a week.
Yeah.
But I can't stand Halloween.
Oh, I love it. I used to get dressed up every year.
And I
every
give out
year
I
went and bought a
stuff.
Mask
You can
somewhere.
Come to my house. I give out trick-or-treat stuff. I give out full-size Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. So if you want to come by my house,
hey,
I always give stuff away.
I was going to say, why do you hate Joy? But then you're giving away full candy bars, so I
Correct.
Can't say that.
I just don't like all the friggin' decorations. And so there's a haunted house.
Okay, why do you hate Joy?
I don't hate Joy.
Well, apparently you do if you hate all the decorations that come with Halloween.
No, Christmas decorations are great.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
Skeletons.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of death.
And that weird white stuff on the bushes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Halloween, All Hallows Eve. Of course there's death and like skeletons.
I understand what Mace is talking about because there is, like, I have a toddler and we walked into the Halloween because we can't do anything now. I mean, there's, you know.
Great movie.
Right? So we go into we go to the pet store sometimes. That's like our outing. We go to the Halloween store. He walked in there and it's too scary. It's like everything now is like murder, right?
It's
like
it is.
Scary goblins. And like he walked in and he was like, oh, and he like ran out. I was like, okay, we're not going back to the Halloween store. It's too scary in here. Like, I mean.
They've gone too far.
Yeah,
Halloween
too far.
Has gone too far.
But have you ever been to a corn maze, Mace?
Gone to a what?
Have you gone to a corn maze?
A corn maze?
Corn maze.
Cornfield.
No,
like a cornfield maze.
A corn maze.
That's fun. Corn maze, okay, but that is an excellent, excellent date activity in and around this time.
Oh, corn maze? Sure, that'd be great.
So you basically walk around and people who are paid actors jump out of the corn maze and try to scare you with like fake chainsaws and fake knives.
Yeah,
see, things.
I don't want to go to Not Scary Farm. I don't know if these
I
are
did that once. Universal Studios.
I don't want to go to Universal Studios Scream Fest. I don't want to go to any of those things.
I went to that and those guys, I mean, those guys terrorized me. Like, I think the word was out. I was the girl who was going to scream every time, and they just followed me around.
Greg, does Scream Fest or Not Scary Farm advertise with us? Am I offending anybody?
I don't think they do.
Okay.
It's a good date, though. Teenagers, 20-somethings, good date.
Christy tweets, love candy corn. When I was a kid, my grandma would give us candy corn, so it's kind of nostalgic. Mm. Well, that's kind of nice.
I guess.
Siobhan Roberts, who's Principal Roberts, who's awesome, listens to all day long, says, stop it. Candy corn is great. I don't understand the hate. It's
sugar wax.
It's candles.
It's the worst. Yeah, you're eating tiny little sweet candles. That's exactly
what
you're
eating. It looks cool. I like the decorations.
No, it looks good like in a dish on the table, right?
Yeah, decorating. That's the kind of decoration you can get behind. But
ain't for eating.
I think, you know, candy corn would be good if you melted it down and put it on butter popcorn.
Yeah, that's
that would
a good
be okay.
Idea, Momo. You try that one out. All right, coming up next for you is Jump Ball. Bergman's going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thank you very much, Chris. And I'm glad we were actually just talking about candy corn because that's what the first question is all about. The pirate himself, Mike Leach, is the coach at Mississippi State now.
Yes.
Yep. And he's always a great soundbite. After the game, a reporter on field asked him his take on candy, and he went into a whole diatribe about hating candy corn and loving Sprees in a box, Almond Joy, and most importantly, Haribo gummy bears. But they have to be Haribo, otherwise he doesn't like them. Do you agree or disagree with Mike Leach? And do they just ask him these things just to get him to go off?
Yeah, I mean, and I think he's in on the joke, right? He wants to be asked weird stuff because he loves to go on his rants. It's part of his, I mean, you know, we always talk about people's brand. That is Mike Leach's brand, is to take a weird question and go on a rant about it. So I think they're feeding into the Mike Leach brand. I think he's entertaining. I wish we had the sound of that.
Oh, there was sound of it, but I just read it because I didn't think we should have it.
Yeah, I mean, right? I would have loved to hear exactly how Mike Leach said it and what he said.
I can get it and just
demand excellence, Mace. Demand.
Yeah, get it and play it next hour. That's good.
Okay.
What do you think, Momo, on the Mike Leach question?
I think he's playing a part now. Like, we're not going to talk about his team unless they're beating Alabama or something, right? Unless he says things like this. So yeah. Good attention.
I think we've got the sound now of Mike Leach talking about candy.
Look at that, Jorge.
We talked about on the broadcast how you hate candy corn. What's your favorite Halloween
candy corn? I mean, I completely hate candy corn. when I was a kid, well, gummy bears, let's see. Gummy bears for sure.
Sour or regular?
The Haribo. It's got to be the Haribo ones. And then the other thing I like is when they used to have the sprees in a box. Outstanding. You have to go to the dollar store to find it, but I do. And then the latest, you know, there's still candy innovation, although a while back I found that Europe had better candy than we did overall because they have gummy everything. And then, you know, they have those Nerds clusters,
yes.
Which is new.
The gummy.
Yeah, which is good. The Nerds clusters.
Those are good.
You go chocolate, probably Almond Joy.
Yes.
Hopefully you'll get some of that next week.
Yeah, we'll see.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
I love that he said, we still have candy innovations.
Europe has better candy. He's right. I agree with everything he said there.
And they're really good, too.
You know what, Greg? Really good. The sound was better than you reading it.
100%,
next
Greg.
I will learn. I will do better next time.
Okay, good. What's next?
I beat you to it that time. All right, crazy moment at Baltimore and Cincinnati. In the middle of the game, a woman climbed into the radio booth and asked for a drink. She said she was a veteran and looking for a drink. What would you do if you were in this situation while you were on the air?
I feel like that's happened.
We do
remotes.
And they came in asking you for a drink?
People pass around drinks all the time. I bought drinks.
No. You're on the air and you're doing something and they just walk in and ask you.
Do they not realize the live radio is going on?
No, they did not. They
climbed into
the booth to ask for a drink.
So you know what I'm into? The bits.
Yeah.
I'm into the bits. That's a really, really good bit. I would find a way to get that woman a drink. And I would incorporate that into my broadcast.
The only thing is, when you're just doing a live broadcast, you can't really do bits. I mean, you're just calling the game.
Hi again, everybody. Welcome.
Excuse me, if you're one of those guys. I think the way
you handle,
whenever we are doing a remote and there's fans that come up to us, sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't. I think it's just important to ignore them. Like, you have to, if you try to say, we're live on the air, ma'am, there's about a 5% chance that they're going to hear you and understand
and
register.
No idea. Yeah.
So it's just important to ignore it. Keep talking as long as you can. Try to get out of the bit long enough. Or try to get out of the situation long enough for your producer to run over.
Do you ever notice how broadcasters are kind of all the same?
Yeah.
They all pick each other's tendencies all the time. Do you know what I'm saying,
Bergman?
Yeah,
with the within. They say within everything.
Within 4 points. Yeah, that drives,
yeah, drives me absolutely bananas.
It makes perfect sense to me.
It doesn't. You're within walls.
Memphis ended up within, what was it, within three?
Yeah, they were down by three.
They never trimmed the lead below three.
Right. By the way, Ireland has stopped saying within on its broadcasts.
No!
Yeah. Yeah. At least when I was listening.
Who has time for these arguments? Who has time for this?
I mean, me.
Yeah, no, Bergman.
I love these arguments. These are actually fun.
He argues and he makes schedules.
Yeah, pretty much. These arguments are what makes sports radio great.
You know, in the time that you took to describe the withins and the breaking all that down, you could have pulled the sound.
You're probably right. But it's way more fun to do have the whole
within. I just
want to
point
argument.
Out we did 3 minutes on your shoes, so anything goes.
Anything does go. All right, Jorge, what do you got
they
for
are
us?
Fabulous shoes, though. Greg and Jorge.
I really like them, actually.
Excuse me?
Sorry? Your mic is not working.
Here, take this one. Take this one.
Take that mic. Over there.
All right, so the good folks at Dodgers Nation post a question that says, describe the 2021 Dodgers season in 3 words or less. Go. How do you describe it in 3 words or less, Mace?
3 words or less. We got hurt.
That is three.
Okay, let me try. Ran out gas.
You could have said
no. Ran out of gas.
Ran
yes!
out of
there.
Gas.
It is. Ran out of gas.
Yeah, ran out of gas. Very good. Bergman?
Too much overthinking.
Oh, that's kind of cheating, though. Overthinking is like
one
two
word.
Words
no,
put together.
One,
that's okay. A dash. That's
I don't even think it's a dash. I think it's one word.
Yeah, it's one word, but it's, you know, yeah. Okay.
Too much overthinking. Yeah, I don't agree with you on that, but that's three words. Jorge, do you have three words?
He says try too hard. His microphone's all messed up.
Try too hard.
Yeah.
Okay, so both of you guys are kind of in the over-management camp. I attribute it to injuries, and Momo attributes it to fatigue.
How about should have rested?
Nah. I think that they overmanaged. You're right. I do. Overthought. But I don't think that was the number one reason that they ran out of gas. I think
they
just
wasted $260 million.
That's way too many words.
No, 260 I'm using as one word.
Yeah, that's true.
260.
It's all hyphenated.
260 is three words.
No, it's hyphenated.
You don't have to spend. You don't. It's all
you're doing numbers. Numbers are words.
Nah.
Move on. I can argue all day on that. All right, on Saturday.
Oh, how about this? Should have won.
Oh, there you go. I like that too. All right, on Saturday, the Kansas Jayhawks were up on Oklahoma 17-7 in the third quarter at home.
Yep.
Kansas radio announced that the gates are open. If you're in town, come on down. People came and the stadium filled up pretty good, but Oklahoma stormed back and won 35-23. What do you think of the school opening up the gates for free in the middle of a game?
I think it's a good idea. I mean, I think especially in a college environment, ultimately, I mean, obviously there's revenue involved and you know, you're looking to make money, but you're also looking to build a crowd for your team. I got no issue with it. Now, the people that might have an issue with it are the ones that actually bought tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, if you bought tickets and all of a sudden you see them letting people in for free, you're like, well, why did I have to pay for these tickets if they're just letting people in for free? So that's the other side. But from a crowd perspective, sure, build a crowd.
Yeah, I like it. I think you're in a college town. It's easy to get there. People are just sitting at home. And I mean, that's awesome that you can be that close by. You can just run down there. Like in L.A., if you said that, it would take you 20 minutes to get in the car.
Yeah, 20.
You know,
doors are open
35,
at Dodger Stadium. Yeah. You can be there in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Right. You'll make it by the ninth inning.
Yeah, I mean.
Come on down.
Yeah, that's fun.
All right, so The Simpsons unveiled a new character on Sunday.
What?
Her name is Dr. Wendy Sage, and she is a hypnotherapist, a breast cancer survivor, and has one breast and a scar above the one that she has. She showed up in an episode about body positivity after Marge tells Lisa she looks chunky. What do you think of The Simpsons' new character?
Wow, how many years has that been on? Yeah.
It is pretty heavy.
I like it.
The Simpsons turn into like very special episodes of The Simpsons.
I think she's a new character.
How long has it been since they had a new character?
Ooh.
They used to have new characters all the time. And like Hank Azaria would voice all of them.
Yeah,
every one of them.
You know, this body positive thing is just an officially a thing now.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to comment on anybody's weight.
Yeah,
everybody's body positive, which I'm fine with it, which I think is totally cool. I just don't. It seems like I want The Simpsons for laughs. I don't want them for social messaging, right? Just give me some laughs. I don't need your lesson on what's right and wrong about commenting on people's weight. So the character sounds really interesting. I'll have to go back and watch it, but it doesn't sound very Simpsons-y to me.
Yeah, I'm okay with it because I forget that it's still on the air because they're on so much. Like, they've been on for so many years, and you can just watch reruns. And there's probably, like, 25 seasons I haven't even seen, but I feel like I saw 25 seasons. I mean, it's just – so it's good. Like, it'll get me to watch and be, oh, there's a new character. That's cool. Yeah,
what do you think, like Bergman?
I think it's pretty cool, and it's allowing people to understand. I think, you know, especially with breast cancer, that she's – is showing that having one breast is you're still okay. You're
so
still an okay
person. So she's a
breast
cancer survivor, which is very nice, very, very powerful.
Right. I mean, I like that they're doing it and they're showing it in a way that people can understand and still be, you know, okay with their bodies, even if they are only have one breast.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. By the way, you know how many episodes of The Simpsons there have been?
Too many.
I'm going to say 5,000.
No. 706.
Wow.
I thought it would be more. this has been on forever.
This is season 21 of The Simpsons.
No, it's way higher than that. It's like season 37.
It was on when I was in high school.
Like that.
I mean, it's definitely, even in, I feel it was on when I was in junior high.
Oh, you're right. It's season 33. Yeah. Season 33 of The Simpsons. That's crazy.
That's awesome,
like,
though.
It's like the Meet the Press of animated shows.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, I promised, by the way, we'll, don't forget Lie of the Day. 3:30 is the time. You want to make sure you call for a chance to win $1 million.
Oh, you sneaky guy.
And at some point in the show, I will have told a lie. And if you can figure out what that is, you can win a pair of tickets to see the Rams face the Titans Sunday night football. Titans look really good. That's a big game. Plus, a shot at $1 million. That's at 3:30 today. Make sure you stay here. I want to read something about the Dodgers that I think maybe describes how Greg feels about the Dodgers. I want to also mention that Carson Palmer may have tipped his hand a little bit about a potential head coach for USC that nobody has really mentioned. That's coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.